Pat Bryant's week was silent. No practice charting, no quotes, and no stat line in the coverage we read of Denver's 33-13 loss to Green Bay. For a player whose August had been loud, the play of camp, the Patty Ice nickname from Davis Webb, a rotation edge over Troy Franklin, a week without ink is itself the update. What moved was the room. Jaylen Waddle returned to full practice participation on Monday after 2.5 weeks out with a leg strain, per Charles Goldman at A to Z Sports. And by Friday, he was catching a 35-yard third down ball from Bo Nix on the opening drive, per Chad Jensen at Mile High Huddle. Every first-team rep Waddle was missing, the reps Bryant had been banking, is now spoken for again. The one counterweight. Marvin Mims remains limited to rehab work, per Josh Buckhalter at Heavy, so the rotation is still one body short of full. For anyone hearing this fresh, the June read on Bryant projected him fourth or fifth for targets in a crowded room and said no pattern we trust grows a rookie-year rotational share unless the depth chart cooperates. Early camp cooperated, largely because the depth chart was hurt. This was the first week of the reverse test, and the reporting simply does not tell us yet how Bryant's snaps held up. Friday will. Sean Payton wants his starters playing into the third quarter of the finale against Minnesota, per Will Peterson at Denver Sports, which should show where Bryant lines up when Sutton, Waddle, and Franklin are all available, 2 days before the cut down to 53. What to watch? Bryant's snap share in that game, and whether the edge over Franklin survives a healthy room. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.